Welcome to our brief practice of equal empathy. First, get comfortable. Settle into a centering, present posture so you can breathe easily and deeply, feeling uplifted in the process. Let's purge your breath by sipping it deeply in through your lips, pausing briefly, and then squeezing your pelvic floor muscles to press it out through your teeth. So, sipping it in through the lips, pausing, and then squeezing the pelvic floor muscles to press the breath out through the teeth. Okay, and let's do that again two more times. Sipping the breath in, savoring it through the lips, pausing briefly, and then squeezing the pelvic floor muscles to press it out through your teeth. Sipping it deeply through the lips, pausing, and squeezing the pelvic floor muscles to press it through your teeth. Now let your body find its natural breath rhythm and make the sensation of breath your home base. Lean into that sensation. Try to find the comforting side of your breath. Any pleasant sensation or reassuring rhythm. And use that to draw you in. Give yourself permission to unplug from your world, even your expectations and fears in relation to others. To stay with your breathing body right now. And now with your mind more present and attention more centered, let's turn the light of awareness back on itself, moving through what's on your mind to the lighter, more spacious mind of awareness. In that spacious mind, immerse yourself as much as you can and rest free and clear, letting all the habitual stuff on your mind just flow by. Clearing your mind like a laboratory or workspace. So now with awareness more free and clear, it's time to mindfully re-engage your experience and action. Since most of our lives and our stresses revolve around relationships, close, neutral, and far, please invite into your mind's eye the image of someone you find easy to love. Try to see his or her face and form clearly, and notice any warmth or light you feel inside. Now share that warmth or light with your loved one. See them taking in your loving presence, warming and responding in kind. So as you sit in this way, taking in the love and sending out your own, let yourself feel the sense of presence and resonance deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. At the same time, watching your own heart and mind, notice any feelings of fear or clinging that may come up. Try to watch how they constrict the free flow of love and make an effort to accept and let go of those fears. See if that letting go helps free the love. Now ask your loved one to move to the left in your mind's eye, and right before you, invite a neutral acquaintance, someone you meet but don't know well or at all. Notice how your heart tends to space out or shut down in the presence of this figure. As if maybe the person doesn't matter or isn't aware inside in quite the same way you are, like a cardboard figure or fixture with no real life. Now, make a special effort to look deeper, to open and engage your curious mind. Let yourself see that you and this person have so much in common. The wish for happiness, vulnerability to pain, that you're made of the same elements and both have loved ones. Try to tune into the common humanity you share and open and warm your heart to adopt this person as a member of your extended human family. See how that shift affects your connection as you breathe with your acquaintance. Feel your shared humanity deepen and come alive. You may notice feeling more grounded, expansive. Just try to take that in. Now, with that experiment done, ask your acquaintance to move to the right of your mind's eye, and before you, invite an ever so slightly difficult person. Someone who simply rubs you the wrong way. Now watch your heart and mind pull back into guarding or reactivity, perhaps feeling irritation. Notice any critical judgments, any impulse to fight or compete, and underneath them, perhaps some sense of otherness. Now let's make a special effort to look deeper, to open and engage your curious mind. Let yourself see that you and this person have much in common, the wish for happiness, the vulnerability to pain, the same makeup, and that you both have loved ones and challengers. Try to tune into the common humanity you share, even in the stress of handling your differences, and make an effort to accept this other person as human like you, encouraging yourself to face your differences and try to resolve them. See how that brave engagement brings relief and helps boost your confidence. So just try to take that in. Okay, and now with our experiment with three figures in our lives, three kinds of interactions we have, take a step back and reflect on how all the relationships in your life, of whatever kind, can cause stress. And consider how much easier life would be if you could gradually let go of the stress of clinging to loved ones, ignoring acquaintances, and fighting your challengers. Now let the difficult and neutral person go back to their homes and invite your loved one to melt into your heart like light. Remember, the love you feel is inside you always, no matter how challenging your social life gets. Now, when you're ready, slowly return to find your breath. Feel your way back into your body, back to your outer physical form. Feel your cushion or chair, the air on your skin, the room, and at your own pace, open your eyes, making an intention to practice equal empathy for all when you need to bring emotional balance and resilience into each and every interaction you face, to all the ups and downs of your everyday life.